We're talking today with Peter Hart, a Democratic pollster and the co-producer of the NBC Wall Street Journal poll for the past 20 years. Mr. Hart, thanks so much for talking to us.
My delight. Thanks, Jenny.
Given the ballyhoo about the six-month anniversary of the health care law, do you think Obama will succeed in making it more popular?
Well, let's start by understanding that this was a tremendously contentious fight, and it was born in a political period, and it's still living in a political period. Over a long period of time, of course, it's going to be accepted, and it will become popular. But at this stage, any change is difficult, and change during a period of recession is exceedingly difficult.
Does the White House need to change its message or strategy on health care?
Well, the answer is yes. I think the difficulty is that the White House has not really had a single strategy or a good strategy. That I think there was sort of the expectation by the White House that the day that they signed the bill, that everybody would come around and come on board. And I think what they need to do is essentially go back to what I would say are the basics. Here's what the bill's about, here's why it makes a difference, and here's why it's good for you and it's good for America.
Polls show that individual provisions are actually popular, but the overall bill isn't. How do you explain that?
The reason the overall bill is less popular than the elements is that it is like so many pieces of legislation and referenda, and that is you only need to find the one link to be able to cut a hole there, and the chain fence essentially unravels. And I think that's in part what's happened with this. It's not that there are not good provisions. I think overall the public doesn't know, doesn't understand it enough, and has fear in terms of what it means for me. And what we see on this is a great division, and the division, not surprisingly, is breaks along the lines of I like Obama or I don't like Obama.
Right. Republicans so far seem to have really dominated the conversation on health care by talking about big government and threats to Medicare. Do you think they're winning the messaging war?
Yes. In terms of the messaging war, what this reminds me of is the Panama Canal Treaty back in the late 70s. The Carter administration passed this landmark achievement, and yet in both the 1978 and 1980 election, the Republicans were able to take advantage of it and make people fearful and uncertain, and here's what it meant in terms of America's pride and America's strength. And simply put, what happened out of all of this is that at that stage of the game, more incumbents were defeated on their Panama Canal vote than were elected. But by the time we reached 2000 or even 1992, the public had said, you know, this is an issue. It's all fine. And you couldn't get 10 people in America to mention it now.
Do you think there are any races in this upcoming election where this one issue might really change the outcome?
I have no doubt that that will be the case, but I just don't know which ones. I mean, there's a reason Republicans are running on this, because they recognize that it is controversial, and they are playing to their base, and that helps them. Against that, independents are more likely to side with the Republicans on this than the Democrats.
Back in March, when Obama signed this bill to great fanfare, did you think it was going to be a boon to Democrats in this election at the time? Are you surprised by what's happened?
I did think it was going to be a boon to Democrats, and I thought it was good, and I thought that it showed a substantive area and a substantive accomplishment. I've been surprised because I actually thought that after the vote, the public would tend to come around and say, this is something we can live with. I think one of the problems is there are a lot of people who don't want change. And change is scary, it's frightening, and this is a big change. And so I think we're getting a lot of that reaction.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Mr. Hart.
It is my pleasure and my delight.